In Northern California, another stark reminder today that the state is in its most critical part of fire season. A wildfire that started late last night in rural Sonoma County near the town of Geyserville has quickly grown to more than 10,000 acres. Officials have told people there to evacuate. Before the fire began, the state's largest utility, Pacific Gas and Electric, cut off power to nearly 180,000 customers to try to prevent wildfires. Tom Porter is chief of California's Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, also known as CAL FIRE. I spoke with him yesterday before the outbreak of the fire about what he's seeing.
Tinderbox is a fitting metaphor for what we deal with. This time of year, the fuels haven't had a drink, meaning the live vegetation that's out on the landscape for most of the summer, a little bit here and there. But the dead material that's out there is bone dry and very much ready to burn.
How effective do you think these PG&E outages are in reducing that risk of fire?
And that's an interesting question, and one that we have been working with the Governor's Office of Emergency Services as well as California Public Utilities Commission to assess. It's not clear. Because just because there are winds blowing doesn't mean that a spark is going to come from a utility that will cause a large and damaging fire. But conversely, if the power is on or is shut off, there's less likelihood of that happening from that particular source. What CAL FIRE is most concerned about is any source of spark. Any spark under these conditions could be catastrophic. It's not just those.
And what kind of sparks are you talking about? Like, this could come from a car spark, from
sure.
Fires that people have in their backyards. Tell me a little bit more.
Sure. So it could be a chain dragging between a trailer and a truck along the side of a road that sparks into some grass, or on a gravel road somewhere. I could do the same thing. It could be somebody's barbecue that they didn't extinguish the coals from, that the wind then blows and carries those coals out. It could be a campfire. It could be somebody's good work that they're trying to do to reduce the grass and fuels around their home, and their equipment or something sparks a fire from hitting a rock or even a hot exhaust pipe into the grass. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of possibilities, and utilities are one of those possibilities.
You just became the director of CAL FIRE this year. You were helping manage the Camp Fire in Paradise last year that killed 85 people. We're coming up on the anniversary next month, and when I think about you and your job, I just think of a job that just go, go, go. You never really stop. At least that's how I envision it. How are you feeling?
That's a great question. I'm hoping for the best, preparing for the worst. There's a lot of post-traumatic stress that all of us are under, and that's all emergency responders. I will say particularly the firefighters that were on the front line during those incidents all last year. But it's been the last 5 years we've been really getting hammered.
Nonstop.
And the camp, that incident, November 8th, is going to be a somber day for us. I'm planning to spend some time with those that were on the front lines that day. And, you know, I guess barring any large incidents that take all of us away from honoring what happened on that day and remembering, I intend to be there with the firefighters doing that.
Yeah, I'm thinking about how so many of you guys, the men and women who are firefighters on the front lines, you're also part of the community as well. It's something that maybe we don't always think about. And you've said that you're worried about your firefighters and PTSD, as you said.
Yeah.
You've had mental health clinicians at command posts to help those men and women cope. How are firefighters dealing with these increasingly deadly and destructive fires in California when you talk with them? What are they talking about and how are they managing?
Yeah, thank you for recognizing that. We really are a group of people that suppress a lot of feelings. And we've been working hard as an organization at all levels to bring those experiences to the surface and really talk about the really difficult things that firefighters are seeing these days. It is much more intense of a job than it was even 10, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. The exposure to death, destruction, and then the physical effects of the smoke and the mm-hmm. acrid smoke from structures burning in the wildland environment, all of this is taking a toll. And thank you for recognizing again that we are putting clinicians in our fire camps and having a chance to really talk about issues that people are having, whether it happens to be, you know, seems to be personal or directly related to the job or something they've seen. And it's giving us the opportunity to kind of tune that individual back to a place where they can continue to do their work, and then when they get home, continue to seek the needed help that they need in order to mm-hmm. kind of get past things. And it's something that we're really spending a lot of time on. We will continue to build that program. We're working very well with our union sponsors in order to make sure that it's something that is absolutely geared toward the longevity and health of our employees.
That's CAL FIRE Chief Tom Porter speaking with us about this year's wildfire danger in California. Chief Porter, thank you so much for talking with us.
And thank you for having me.